Welcome to Neon and Beyond, a weekly public affairs program produced by Lotus Broadcasting, raising awareness for issues in our community. We will also address the needs of local nonprofits in this entertaining half hour. And now, here is your host of the longest-running public affairs program in Southern Nevada, Steph McKenzie.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Neon and Beyond. I'm your host, Steph McKenzie. And of course, in the next 15 minutes, we're going to get you up close and personal with some amazing things that are going on in our backyard here in Clark County, of course, Southern Nevada, and the greatest state ever. That is Nevada. So thank you for coming along this morning. A really fun event that you can get involved with, and some great things that this next charity is doing in our community, the Global Charity Foundation. And we had the honor of speaking with them last year, and they have a gala coming up we're going to get to this morning. But the founder and CEO, Dr. Rita Tukral, good morning.
Good morning.
I really appreciate you coming back again this year.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
I really kind of fell in love with you a little bit last year with the passion and the drive and exactly what the Global Charity is doing for our community. So let's start there. What are you as an organization?
We empower at-risk youth here in the Valley through education and build their academic success.
Which is what we need to do for our youth.
Yes.
And
yes.
Did I read a statistic that, was it the second to third graders were falling below reading?
No, it is, we tutor kindergarten to 12th grade now. We were tutoring kindergarten to 8th grade for last 7 years, who are behind, below 2 to 3 years behind their grade level. But this year we expanded the program to high school students also.
Wow.
So any high school who wants to participate in the program are welcome to approach us.
And the Global Charity Foundation, how long have you guys been in Clark County?
As I said, 10 years, but the programs have been going on for 8 years.
That's amazing.
Education program, yes.
And you're really passionate about this.
Oh, yes. I'm very passionate about helping children. I totally feel it's the obligation and the duty of privileged part of society to help less privileged children. I really strongly believe in that.
What was the turning point for you that you're like, I'm doing this. I'm going to get this done?
You know, from the very childhood, I was raised in a family who I saw helping needy people. My grandfather, my parents, all three of them were my, you know, I observed it. So I grew up with the giving mentality and, you know, to the people who need it and working hard. And with that, once I grew up and came here and got settled here and had my own two children, then went back to India in 1984. I remember that was the point where I saw the poverty. When I was growing up as a child, as a privileged family, privileged child, I didn't see the poverty. I just saw them helping needy, and that didn't do much for me, except I observed it, you know. But then in 84, it struck me hard that when I saw poor children not having enough clothes, no education, begging on the street. So that, I came home here in U.S., and I said, I have to do something.
And tell us about the success of your organization since you've been doing this.
Right. Here in Las Vegas, we are finishing up now 7th year of school year-round tutoring. In 2012, we just did the summer tutoring for about 6 to 8 weeks and realized this population, these kids, were 2 to 3 years behind. So then in 2013, which is 7 years ago, I decided to do school year-round tutoring 4 hours a week throughout the school year from September to May. So these kids get tutored in core subjects like science, technology, English, reading, writing, and math. And we have seen improvement across board in these students by one grade, minimum of one grade in 1 year of tutoring. But, you know, quite a good number of percentage of students have improved by 1.5 to 2 grade levels in reading and math. So that is the success impact we are making. And this school, this May, this year, 5 years ago, the students who were in 8th grade, they are graduating from high school this year, and the kids out of our program are 100% of them, all of them are graduating, which is a 100% graduation
rate.
Wow,
kudos to you. That's awesome.
And some of them, I don't know exact number, some of them are already taking college credits.
That is so
beautiful. That is the impact we are making in community with these kids who are our future tomorrow. Tomorrow they could be in your place or in my place if we help them today. But if we ignore them today, they could be on the wrong path, and you know what that is.
Absolutely, and that's a whole nother story for another day, right?
Right.
And talking about the success and what the kids are doing in the school, you brought some two beautiful ladies with you, principals of our school district. Do you want to introduce them?
Yes. On my right-hand side is Mrs. Ireland, principal of Wendell P. Williams. I like her to let us know what the impact she has seen with this program in her school.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Well, thank you for coming in. Tell us how this has been helping you all.
Well, first of all, when the opportunity came for Dr. Tuchel to come to our school, we never want to say no to an opportunity of any type that will benefit our students because we know what the need is at our school. So Dr. Tuchel has been at our campus for 2 years, and meeting her for the first time, I knew the passion that she had towards education. She visits our campus often. She talks to the students, asking them, what have you learned? She takes pictures when she's there. Students look forward to her being there, and also our tutors. We have seen an increase in our student achievement in reading and also in math. And we thank Dr. Tuchel for providing this opportunity for our students and also for families within our community. So we really appreciate her affording us this opportunity. And we know that our students appreciate what she has done for them.
I was just going to ask you about the kids. Like, are they really loving it? And I know not every kid loves to study and wants to learn all the time. But when we give them a great opportunity to do it in a fun environment, I see this prospering from this program.
Most certainly, yes.
But I'll tell you one thing. I'd like to intervene here. For last, like I said, 7 years of in-school tutoring throughout school year, all the students I have visited and all the schools we have been associated with, I find students very enthused about learning. I am impressed with their brains. They have brains. They just don't have circumstances. And that's what I want to change for them as they grow up. They can be then educated parents compared to their parents today, who are not giving them the same guidance they need. So these kids really, really learn fast. And that's what has kept me going.
I love that too, to hear that. And that's one of the things that I really fell in love with your program last year, because I think that when we see things on TV and we fall into, society's this, or the underprivileged kids, or they're all hoodlums.
Yes.
And you're telling me that you're going into these schools and they're learning and they're excelling and they want to learn.
Yeah.
And that's what I hope this morning that you're hearing.
Yes.
Especially about this program. Yes.
On my left-hand side, I'd like to introduce Mrs. Hall, principal of Matt Kelly Elementary School. And tell us, what's your experience? We've been there for 3 years now.
Oh, great. Good morning.
Good morning. And thank you for having me this morning. I'm very excited to be here. As Dr. Tuchel mentioned, the Global Charity Foundation has been supporting Matt Kelly for 3 years. However, this is my first year at Matt Kelly as a principal and having the privilege to work with Dr. Tuchel. And I also want to reiterate that upon meeting her, you can feel her passion for students and student achievement and how they'd like to see them move forward. Excuse me. And what a great opportunity it is for us at our school. We actually run our program on Saturdays. And so it's a great opportunity to open the school building on Saturday, to have a place where kids want to come. The children that participate in Saturday school, they want to be there. And it's such a great opportunity to have children at such a young, early age that have identified education and learning as a way for them to move forward and achieve future goals for themselves. And so without the partnership with the Global Charity Foundation, we wouldn't be able to open our school on Saturdays to provide a safe place for them to come and where they want to be. And so we do see that benefit in student achievement and helping kids really set goals for life and see a pathway that they can to achieve those goals.
So I'm hearing they want to. I hope everyone is hearing that from these beautiful principals and from Dr. Tuchel.
In spite of their other circumstantial issues, family, etc., I won't get into that. The ones who are coming into the program every Saturday, getting tutored, they have shown tremendous results. And that's what keeps me going. We do have some issues with the attendance, but that doesn't fall on students. That falls on their other circumstances, parents, correct, no parents, whatever other situations are. We're, both principals are working on that too in their respective schools. But the ones who have regularly attended, you know, I am so impressed by their intellect and how much they want to learn and how much they do learn. And that's what keeps me going. Otherwise, I wouldn't do it.
Oh, I see a big passion from you. You do amazing stuff, and I know it's a lot of work. So,
being
I just
a
want
physician,
you know,
I'm action and result oriented. Yeah. If I don't see action, I don't see results, I don't
move
do
on.
It.
Exactly. This morning, this is Neon and Beyond, and we're talking about the Global Charity Foundation. And if that hasn't gotten you pumped up to find out more about this organization, I know that Dr. Tukral can tell us about volunteering opportunities and the gala that's coming up for everyone.
Yes, we, in our organization, we're all volunteers, including myself. But only people who we pay in this organization are tutors. And I think they deserve to be paid. They do a lot of work with these students. So, only reason we raise funds is to pay the tutors, and our biggest fundraiser is this every year in February, end of February. So this year it is February 29th. So please join us for our fundraiser. More tickets we sell, more audiences we have, more exposure we get, more funds we raise. So for next school year, more tutors we can hire, more students we can enroll. It just, that is the name of the game. So we need community support to support the education of these kids who are their future.
Well, and that's a way to give back, because we also talk, we do a lot of charity work and charities here on Neon and Beyond. And sometimes everyone can't do everything, but you're talking a party. That's my lingo. So now I want to come to your party. I want to donate. I want to help. What is the attire? What is the theme?
The attire is, you know, casual, nice, or cocktail attire. And theme this year is Asian theme. So we'll have cuisine, Asian cuisine. We'll have decorations enhancing the Asian theme. And we have raffle tickets people can buy. We have wonderful raffle items. You know, they can win a prize. We have auction items, both silent and live auction. We have live entertainment. So they get a lot out of their ticket. Plus, at least half, if not a little more, ticket goes towards the program. So while they are having fun for 4 hours from 5:30 to 9:30, at the same time, they are supporting a kid.
Oh, that's so cool.
What could be best? What
absolutely
could be? It's a good combination. It's not like just paying all the money all the evening to the business vendors who are, you know, it's that plus helping
the
a
kids
program.
And how can people get more information, not only about you guys, but about getting tickets?
Yeah, they can go to on our website, www.gcfcares.org. So everything is on our website. They can purchase tickets there.
And find out more about what you guys are
doing,
right?
Whole,
the schools
yes,
you're helping?
Yes.
Because sometimes we have people that will email us and they might be within a school district and they want to know how to get their child involved,
yes,
right?
Yes.
That information is there?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
So did we get everything this morning? We covered everything for you
guys?
Yes.
Just I like to, again, emphasize, please purchase the tickets. Please join us at our gala. Have the fun evening and help support the program.
Absolutely.
Thank
this
you.
Morning, we've been spotlighting the Global Charity Foundation with founder and CEO, Dr. Rita Tukral. Thank you. You're so beautiful. And I love your passion. Thank you. And the
thank
schools.
You for the opportunity.
No problem. And the principals, two great principals in the schools that we're helping. Of course, we got Principal Hall and Principal Ireland. Thank you guys
so
for coming
much.
In.
Thank you.
And taking the time. If you have any questions or you want to email and reach out and got something coming up, we'll try and get you on Neon and Beyond. It's Steph, STEPH, at .97.com.
One question before you get your taxes done. Why pay hundreds when we do your taxes for free? If your 2019 household income was under $60,000, HopeLink's Volunteer Income Tax Prep Service will do and file your taxes in all forms for free. We do them every year to help people who need the help. Call 702-972-8106 and leave a message to get your appointment scheduled. Free tax prep means more refund in your pocket. 702-972-8106.
When you adopt a dog from the Animal Foundation, chances are you're adopting a dog who's benefited from daily outdoor exercise or other forms of enrichment to build valuable social skills. You might even adopt a dog who's received certified behavior training to improve manners and obedience. Thanks to the shelter's Academy for Canine Etiquette program, abandoned and homeless dogs are getting the life skills they need to find their forever homes. Visit animalfoundation.com to search for your special dog.
So in the next 15 minutes, this is something that I'm a big person for. I love this cause. And we're going to go over some pros and cons. We're going to have some stories. And I hope you just keep an open mind about this and jot down some notes and get involved. With that being said, Nevada Donor Network and our Donor Day is coming up on February 14th here in Nevada and Las Vegas. And I'd like to introduce to you the beautiful Kelly Little. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
We are friends. People are going to start talking about
us.
We keep doing this.
I love
so
it.
So you actually are manager of community services for Nevada Donor Network.
I am.
Which, what does that mean? What are you doing for Nevada Donor Network?
That means my team, my amazing rock star team, is out in the community educating them about what donation means, why it's so important to register, and just encouraging people to sign that license and register online.
Okay, so my first thing is that on my driver's license, I am an organ donor, right? I said yes to that.
Thank you.
What does that mean for people that are listening this morning that might still be on the fence?
That means that you are registered as a hero, and after all life-saving efforts have been made, when your time is up, you're able to give someone else the incredible gift of life.
And when people think about this, they get really scared. What do you tell people about that?
There's a lot of myths out there, and unfortunately, that's one of the things we have to battle every single day out in the community, making sure people actually do understand that your life always comes first. It's not something to be scared of. It's really a beautiful thing. It's something that gives hope to those who are on the waiting list. We have 112,000 people nationwide who are waiting for a life-saving gift.
What is that number again?
112,000 people.
That's a lot.
In the United States, that's a lot of people.
And
who
that
are
ranges. It doesn't
gift.
Matter your color, your background,
right.
Your age, right? I mean, we're
that's
talking
right.
about newborns all the way up to the elderly.
That's right. Yes, and you can be that hero for somebody in need. And again, that's after all life-saving efforts have been made. So your life always comes first. It's just after the fact. It's an incredible gift to give somebody else.
I agree. I mean, you'll never get argument from me, somebody who was in the science world for a while. But let's start from the beginning till when all of that actually happened. Because this is a traumatic situation. Whether you knew someone was sick or an accident happens and then mm-hmm. you're someone's loved one is taken from you tragically. Take us from the beginning, because I know that that's something that people get upset about.
Absolutely. So Nevada Donor Network is actually the team that's responsible for the entire process, all the way from getting that call that there is a potential donor to facilitating that gift in the OR. So we are the team that is contacting the family, reaching out with a person is not a registered organ, eye, and tissue donor. That's when we are offering that opportunity to the family. If the person is registered, that's when we're working very closely, making sure the family is understanding of the next steps, making sure that they are supportive, knowing that that's what their loved one wanted. So really, this is an opportunity to not only register as an organ, eye, and tissue donor, but we encourage families to have that conversation as well. Talk about this. If you register, if you don't register, make sure that your family knows. Make sure that they are all on the same page. There's no questions when that time comes. At the end of the day, we all are only here for a certain amount of time. None of us knows what tomorrow might bring. So it's just a very important conversation to have with our families.
All right. So twofold there on that question. First of all, if you're thinking about it or you're not, where can people get more information and register?
Head on over to nvdonor.org, nvdonor.org.
And people can register there.
That's right.
And having that conversation, that was going to be my next thing. I mean, that's really important.
It's huge. It's probably one of the more important things, I would say. There are definitely a select number of people who just, they don't want to be on the list. They don't want to register. But at the very least, at least talk to your family about this.
And I think one thing that's been brought up of me doing the research with you guys is that people call you guys, you know, ambulance chasers. Because
yeah.
it happens
yep.
24/7. And that body is good for 24/7 or for 24 hours after something happens. And I know that that can be so morbid for some to think about, but that's the reality of this.
Yeah, absolutely. So the reality is we're contacted. We're not having to pursue those kinds of those kinds of ambulances and things like that. Like, we're the ones who are contacted after that time. So when someone has been declared dead, that's when we are contacted. So hospitals are required to contact us. We also have out of hospital partners who reach out to us when it looks like someone could qualify for organ eye and tissue donation. Again, just to be able to bring hope to a really tragic situation. Death is never a happy time. It's a very tragic time for families, but the opportunity to donate and give someone else a beautiful gift is something that brings them hope and it brings them strength in a time that otherwise is just dark and tragic for them. So it brings kind of a light to them.
I think that's a good time to introduce our next beautiful guest, and we'll come back to you about what the event is coming up on the 14th. But Miss Courtney Kaplan, thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
All right. And you get to be a recipient. Your son actually got some of this, or tell us your story.
Sure. So actually on May 17th of 2019, so we're in it about 8 months, and I'll tell you briefly, I got a call while I was at work about 1:30 in the afternoon from the principal of my son's high school, 18-year-old, and got a call from the principal telling me that Michael had been in a motorcycle accident right around the corner from the school, and she didn't have much information for me, but she said she'd let me know. And from that moment on, this is my story.
My life changed.
I do share with everybody that I died that day with my son, and the person that I am now is definitely not the person that I was. And not due to just a tragedy, but just how absolutely beautiful and life-changing being a part of a donor family and being a donor family has changed my life, has changed how I love, it's changed how I live, it's changed the value of my time, and it helps me to be able to share myself and my son's gift with the community, because I now come with a story, a very personal story of how it affected us. My son was 18 years old a week before graduation, and actually one of his schoolmates had pulled out in front of him and he was unable to stop in time. So one thing that I did want to mention was, although my son was 18, he actually chose himself when he was getting his permit and his driver's license. He opted himself to be an organ donor. I remember being there with him, and he asked me some questions about what does it mean, how does this work, and he was very willing to check box all the options on that list. And coming May 17th, there wasn't a decision really for me to make, and I'll tell you, Nevada Donor Network was there from minute one until, even still now, even through Michael's donor walk, and even still now, very, very supportive. So how it's changed me, my goodness.
Well, first of all, I have to thank you for coming in, because this hasn't even been a year.
No.
And I know we talk about this on a lot of things on this program. There's no proper grieving. There's not a time frame. Right. It can be over. You know what I mean? Things happen. And so I can't give you enough kudos. If I could run around and give you a big hug right now, it's like, that's amazing for you to come in and share this morning. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome.
And I'm sure it's changed your life.
Changed my life forever. Changed my life forever. I miss him, of course, especially in night when time is died down and you just kind of have your thoughts and your feelings. And but I've got like a T-shirt that he had on, and I have his smell around me, and I talk to him all day long, every day, 24/7. I mean, I don't feel he's very far, but I am so overwhelmed and great and so grateful for the recipient families. To me, there is this gratitude that I don't think words can cover, that my son is able to be a part of so many lives, and lives that perhaps may have been lost if it wasn't that his organs came at the time that they did. So while I'm dealing with a tragic loss of a son, I'm also dealing with, I have a multitude of new family members, and I have a community that is completely supportive. And I most definitely, return the favor whenever I can. I mean, this has been
Life-changing.
So on the other side of this, of course, we talk about from the organization about what happens, and it sometimes can be a little cold.
Right.
You know, I mean, obviously a lot of people see that. But as somebody who has gone through this and is going through this from someone who lost her son, can you walk us through what happened and how, I mean, obviously he made that decision, but as the mom, what you did and how that day went?
Sure. It was probably within the first 24 hours, we knew through all the testing that he was most definitely, you know, of brain death status. And we knew that, you know, he was never going to walk out of there. So it was actually 24 hours later, I was sitting in the hospital room, the doctor and the family was in there. And I said, okay, so what we're going to do right now is, I told the nurse, what we're going to do right now is you're going to go get whoever's doing donorship here, you're going to go get them and you're going to bring them in here because this is what Mike wanted. This is what we want. And no better time than now. So within about 2 hours, Raymond, one of the patient advocates from Nevada Donor Network, just, I tell you, he flew in on wings into my hospital room with Mike. And from that moment on, I was completely supported. Given my opportunity to grieve, but he was there with me grieving. He was there with me, walking me through step by step by step. Probably within about two and a half days from when we first met, when all the testing needed to be done, make sure that his organs were okay, seeing as how it was really just a head injury, all of his organs were intact, all of them, even though he had a cardiac arrest on the scene due to so many angels that had pulled over to resuscitate him. He was able to make it to the hospital, and that's why we're here today, because of them. But yeah, it was about 2-3 days it took for them to do all the testing that was needed and then match organ recipients up with Mike. He had one of the rarest blood types as far as organ donation goes. So the list was very long because there weren't so many that were available for donorship. So we were able to help at least nine individuals, all of his major organs, all of them.
Wow. I didn't know that.
All of them. And just hearing that was just like, Michael, you are amazing. And not that he wasn't my hero before, he's my kid, right?
Right.
But I came into this appreciation for life and this appreciation for this gift and of what it meant for me and the many other families that are in this situation with me. I knew that my purpose had changed and I am 100% an advocate. I'm a volunteer now. My purpose is to help other families through this tragedy. And just let them know that they're 100% supported, whatever they decide to do, they are 100% supported. And I still am. Like, they were there for the donor walk. They're still there now. I mean, it's amazing.
This morning, you're listening to Miss Courtney Kaplan, and her son tragically was taken in May of last year, but was able to help 9 lives, which is amazing. Thank you for your story this morning.
You're welcome.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Lots of love, and thank you for helping people in our community, because you never know. Life's too short, right?
It's very short.
You just never know. And Miss Kelly Little, she's the manager of community services for Nevada Donor Network. Thank you again for coming in. And of course, February 14th, we have a few seconds left. Give us the information.
So National Donor Day, February 14th, it's really an opportunity just to celebrate the gift of life. So donate life and love. Head on over to nvdonor.org and register as an organ, eye, and tissue donor hero.
I encourage everyone to do this and find out more information. You can find out all the pros and cons or whatever it is that you might be going through if this is something you're sitting on the fence or don't know enough about, correct?
That's right.
All right. Thank you guys so much for coming in, and thank you for sharing your story with us.
Thank you.
All right. This is Neon and Beyond. Thank you for taking the time and listening this morning. Of course, you never know. Life is too short. We find out about that each and every week. And that's the things that we do as we come together as a community here in Nevada. So thank you again for listening. If you have any questions or comments or something coming up, please email me. It's Steph, STEPH at .97.com. Until we meet again, put a big smile on your face. And thanks for listening to Neon and Beyond.
If you would like to contact us with any comments, program ideas, or would like to raise awareness for your nonprofit organization or event, email Melissa Meyer at melissa@lvradio.com. Neon and Beyond is a public service of Lotus Broadcasting in Las Vegas, Nevada.